It started when members of the Traditional Ecological Inquiry Program under the Long Tom Watershed Council gathered in a former ash tree forest. With shovels and digging sticks, they unearthed dozens of camas bulbs. 14-year-old Daniel Morrison said TEIP leader Joe Scott had already shared some things about camas.
Joe told me it's supposed to be called like the native potato. He said it tastes really good.
What do you hope to learn about this experience? What are your hopes and expectations?
I'm hoping it goes really well and that we don't charcoal them.
The heartbreak of charcoal camas is indescribable. The group met the next day to assemble their camas ovens, shallow pits in the ground where fire-heated rocks are strewn. TEIP leader and Sillette's tribal member Joe Scott described how he'll layer his packets of leaf-wrapped camas bulbs.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to throw the wet sword ferns on top of this. Bunch of water, like a couple of buckets of water, after the maple leaves. And then a layer of these skunk cabbage leaves, put the packets on top of that, and then the alder and the ferns and all this stuff right here.
Oh, and there's mugwort, hazel, and bracken ferns in Scott's recipe too. The whole oven hissed with steam once the water hit the hot rocks. Nearby, the TEIP's senior intern and my kid, Samuel Bull of the Nez Perce tribe, assembled the second oven with mom's help. This was mostly ferns, maple leaves, and camas bundled in skunk cabbage leaves, with some carrots and potatoes thrown in for experimentation's sake, all under canvas and four buckets of water.
Yes, I would put the camas closer to the middle. Okay. Those two go. Right there is great.
Is it cooking?
Yeah.
Flash forward to a day later. Bull decided to do a camas bake for 24 hours. The group peeled back the canvas to reveal glistening and translucent camas bulbs.
Looks good.
Oh, look at those beauties.
Good?
It's really good.
Give me some flavor notes.
Really soft, sweet, and starchy.
Perfect. I'm so happy.
Wow.
And yes, Bull's potatoes and carrots came out well too. Scott's batch baked for nearly 26 hours and had a small fire burning atop his oven for part of that time. At first, there was a little concern as some bulbs were hardened and dark, but then when the rest were unearthed,
they're perfect. They're like a sweet gumdrop.
The longer bake meant Scott's camas were more caramelized and sweeter. But at the end of the day, Scott said the real success of the event was creating community.
None of these things happen in isolation. There are just so many caring, loving, passionate, compassionate people who come together to make things like this happen. Hopefully, people will be coming here in 100 years making camas and being like, I heard the story of when they used to come and do this, and they were just turning it into briquettes.
For National Native News, I'm Brian Bull near Eugene, Oregon.